Now, I am delighted to be joined in studio by two of our students from the Radio Kerry, Kerry College Digital Broadcasting course. They are Cian McGrath and Simeon Sherwood. And Cian and Simeon are here to tell us about a fabulous new short feature series they are involved in, which is called Dear Kerry. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. Yep.
And how's the radio broadcasting course going, Simeon?
Oh, I love it. When I started the course, I was a bit unsure, but the more I do it, the more I love it. It's really good.
You're bitten by the radio bug.
Exactly, yeah.
Very good. 100%. So, Cian, can you tell us what this is about? Because I think it's kind of loosely based on a well-known song. Is that right? Or that inspired it?
Yes, it is. So it's based on Feet of a Dancer by Maura O'Connell and Charlie McGettigan. And essentially the song is about a mother who's wishing for a great future for her child. So it's kind of loosely based on that. And then we made a series of short features where we get in a number of contributors and we ask them to talk about their hopes for the future of Kerry. So it could be talking about the environment, could be talking about the crack, could be talking about music, sport, anything that they love most about Kerry and their hopes for a bright future. As we're coming out of COVID-19 and we're kind of getting used to re-immersing ourselves and, you know, just local banter and sort of getting back into society.
And Simeon, where did you find the people to take part?
Well, we had a few people actually from Radio Kerry themselves, but we tried to get as many people as possible from different backgrounds.
And what did you actually ask them?
We asked them to write a letter either to Kerry, the county itself, or somebody close to them, and their hopes for the future of Kerry and things that they think might improve and ways that Kerry's affected their lives and benefited them. And that why they love Kerry.
Did you get a good reaction?
Oh, we got loads of good ones, yeah.
Yeah, very good. And how many are in the series altogether, Cian?
We have 8 so far, but we're working on a few more. We're probably going to end up with around 11 or 12.
Okay, so the reaction was good from people?
Oh, very positive reaction. And what we noticed as well was we asked them, did they want to talk about Kerry or did they want to talk about a loved one? And every single person picked Kerry.
The county?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Recorded before the match on Saturday, I presume. Anyway.
Yes, it was, yeah.
But of course, there's more to Kerry than just football. Of course, there's so much more to the county. So do you want to tell us about this first one, what it's about or who it features?
Yep. So this audio piece I actually recorded myself. It was with Mary Lavery. She's a former teacher and currently she does a lot of writing. She's had a few pieces commissioned by the Broadcast Authority of Ireland. So she writes radio dramas and other lyrical works. And she essentially just, she wrote a dream, imagining what Kerry is like from a bird's eye view and just the nature and just the beauty of the county. It's
okay.
A really lovely piece.
Well, let's have a listen.
Dear Kerry, I dreamt about you last night. It wasn't the first time. I dream of you often. But last night was spectacular. I found myself walking alone along the upper ridges of the McGillicuddy Reeks. Sunshine on my skin, wind in my hair. It felt good. A herd of wild goats roamed in the distance, the puck out in front, a troop of loyal females following him. Then my dream carried me to the Cumara Bog, and I was walking on the soft patterns among the hammocks and pools of the lush ground. I took off my shoes and my bare feet sank deep into the luxurious vegetation. As I walked and walked and walked, I heard the curlew. Dreaming on, dolphins were skimming the water on the River Shannon. They followed the fishing boat in which I sat all the way along the coast near Litterstrand and Bale, Ballybunion and on out to Ballyhaig as seagulls hovered overhead. I must have grown wings as I dreamt on, and a bird's eye vista opened before my eyes. A scent of heather was everywhere along the shorelines of the islands. Skelligs, Blaskets, Valentia, gannets called urgently and swooped quickly. I must have rested then, and I stayed a while to dip my toes in the almost still water at the lake by Ross Castle, and later, rowing out alone to the tiny island with a miniature forest. I didn't want that dream to end. The diverse and wild landscape of my native county is ever and always a feast of a dream. I awoke in my bed to another day of routine indoor chores. But I was smiling on my pillow, grateful for the enchanting power that is held in the landscape of the kingdom. That dream of Kerry had a good feel, an energy that will carry on into the future, a good omen for times to come. So, we know what to do here in Kerry, don't we? To protect our natural heritage by our actions every single day. That's how we ensure a bright future for our beloved county. From your loving daughter, Mary.
Well, that was lovely. And I know Mary Laverin, she's a wonderful radio voice. So, Keane, you put that together and I say you enjoyed doing that.
Oh, yeah, it was a great experience. Recording with Mary, she was so giving. And also, as you can tell, like, the writing quality is so high there, you know. And then also just editing it as well. Overall, it was a really great experience.
Very good. And Simeon, you've done, what, can you tell us about ones that are coming down the line?
I can, yeah. I did one with Alana Diggin, who is also, she works at Radio Kerry. And the script she wrote was just amazing to be in with. She read it very well. She mostly talks about how what Kerry means to her and it being her home and things, and how she hopes that in the future people they can help people no matter their culture or race or what language they speak. And I think she speaks a little bit of Irish in it as well, which
lovely.
Is a nice touch to have.
Very good. So we're going to be hearing these short features on this programme and on the Kerry Today programme over the next week.
Yep.
That's right, over the next week or two, yeah.
Very good. And some other students from the course have been involved too, not just yourselves, I presume.
Yeah, so there's 8 of us and all of us have recorded different individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, enjoyable experience, I'd say.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely, yes it was.
Very much so.
Very good. Well, listen, you both sound like you've great voices for radio anyway, so that's half the battle. Nice to meet you both. Well done on the project, and we're looking forward to hearing more of your features in the week ahead. So, Cian and Simeon, thank you for joining me in studio. Very much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Now,